You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because all of them are so small.
Because we're all so small.
Oh, no, I get that. It feels nice, actually.
To be average. Yeah. Must be nice.
No, it's we're always average out here.
Especially in San Antonio. Oh,
and time.
And here we go.
Anyway, welcome to Small Talks. We're in the middle of our conversation right now. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being so patient and supportive for us. I know we've been on a long hiatus. What did I say? Unexpected and unconsented? No. What did I say?
Unconsented, yeah. Unexpected, unconsented,
unexpected and unwarranted hiatus.
And unconsented.
No. Yeah, I feel like I get so caught up in a bunch of projects that I just don't pay attention to some. I wish I can get to a point right now where I can pay like a assistant. I'll pay you.
I'll be it.
Will you really?
Yes.
All right. We'll talk about it later then.
Okay. There we go. I mean, I'm looking for a little side gig. I was going to tell you that anyways, because I was just telling my friend, we're going to a tangent again. Yeah, we'll come back to the intro.
Totally fine.
I was telling my friend about how I felt like, not that I think, well, I do think it is kind of more your show than my show, like looking at it. And I wish I had more involvement or something more that I could like provide other than just being a little co-host, a little talking point where I just come in and I go, and then I leave, you know?
I mean, that's like a huge part of the actual podcast.
You said that's about 40 to 50% of it. And
yeah,
I go,
like, it actually might be more than half, honestly.
Well, then I realized that you were sitting back and I was like,
Leaned forward.
So that's, I was like, posture. Oh, let me hold it also. It's not good posture to be, if you're going like that.
Well, no, you weren't like hunched. You had your shoulders relaxed and you were like, you had a straight back.
I don't remember now.
I tend to lean back though. I don't know if that's good or bad for posture. Exactly. I don't think it is.
But if you're not, like, if you're like, well, how is your butt sitting is the thing. Is your butt like all the way forward and not all the way back?
I don't know. No?
You don't know where your butt is?
It's on the chair. that's where it is. I don't know.
Okay.
What's the nature of this question?
The nature is, do you have good posture? I'm trying to figure out. As a friend, I'm trying to help you. And I don't understand. I don't want to.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes.
What did you say earlier that I wanted you to repeat, actually? I forgot.
You didn't tell me.
No, I know I didn't tell you. But like in my mind, I was like, oh, that's a good point. We should bring that up right now.
Oh, is it about the heights in San Antonio, how we're average? Was that
how,
it?
How everyone in San Antonio is incredibly small.
Yeah. Yeah,
the average height is like, what, 5'3"?
Yeah.
And it makes me average.
It's so crazy.
Tell them though.
I've lived my whole entire life being told how tiny I am, how small I am, and just constantly reminded about my height to then move to San Antonio, Texas. And I have been called nothing but average, a good height, and that, you know, like I'm not short at all, which is so nice, actually. Hearing from shorter women than me telling me that I'm tall kind of feels good. I understand now. Well, I don't want to say I understand how tall women feel, because I feel like, you know, a lot of women don't want to be commented on like their age, their height, none of that. But like, as a short girl, being told that I'm tall, you know, at 5 feet, I feel like I'm 5'5".
Wait, what? Do that again? Say that again?
At 5 feet. That's my New Year's resolution now. And I just failed it. My New Year's resolution is I want to better explain things or say things better. Simplified. Like, I don't want to have to over explain like everything I'm saying, doing.
Yeah.
I want to like as soon as I say it, people are like, oh, yeah, cool, awesome, got it.
Well, good luck.
I know. It feels like when I...
That's really tough.
I know.
Oh, when I was a youth director and I was like trying to make games for all my kids and like explaining instructions, I was horrible at just trying to do all those things. And most of the high schoolers would look at me and they'd just be like, what are you trying to say? Yeah, they're like, what are you trying to say? And they were all really close knit with each other. So they understood like that I couldn't explain instructions and they would look to one of like the group leaders and just be like, okay, we get it now. And then they'll play the game like, ah. Oh. I'm sorry, guys. I'm horrible at
and that. You know what that comes down to?
What?
That comes down to
being 5'3".
Yeah. No, that comes down to as a child, that means that you weren't listened to correctly. So a lot of times you felt like because people didn't hear you correctly the first time, you have to like overly explain yourself now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, because like you look to people to give you reassurance on like whether or not, you know, oh, did I say that clearly? Did you understand? And if somebody isn't giving you like feedback,
yeah,
you keep going. You're like, oh, this and this and this.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to say it, but I did figure something out.
Everything started clicking as soon as I said that. Like, you said,
oh,
wait.
Makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, no. And mine comes more from my mental illness because I can't fully explain like what I'm thinking or how I'm feeling. Like even when I rewatched the podcast,
yeah,
like I said things and then I rewatched and I said, well, I didn't explain myself clearly. Like, I said what I said and I feel strongly about what I said, but I also still feel the other way, like talking back on like the Starbucks thing,
mm-hmm.
like where I said like I felt offended being called a Starbucks drinker, and then I was like, no offense to Starbucks drinkers, and I was like, but full offense. But it was like in my head, I'm thinking, I don't care if other people drink Starbucks. I don't care if other people are Starbucks drinkers or like that. I just cared that I was assumed to be a Starbucks drinker.
Oh.
That was, you know, the whole thing. It had nothing to do with like
anyone else.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with, you know, it just had to do with me being perceived. And I didn't like that. That's what it came down to.
And did you want validation from anyone else? Or like, that's what it sounded like, at least.
What do you mean validation?
Well, you're like, no offense to all the other Starbucks.
Well, that was my way of trying to like, because I feel like when I say things,
yeah,
people immediately take what I say to heart. So if I sat there and I was like, I don't know, you know, I'd be like, French vanilla people, disgusting, you know? And like, in my head, it's like, I just don't like French vanilla.
Yeah.
But like, you could be like,
oh, did I get the right latte?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay,
it's a good latte.
I thought you were like calling me out. Just
No. You got a good latte. No, see what I mean? I say things and people immediately are like, me?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're throwing shade. I was like, oh,
No. I was using an example.
Yeah.
But
well, I forget that theory doesn't have hazelnut. Mm. And so I got there and I was like, oh, they don't have hazelnut. Like,
oh yeah.
And she was like, do you want caramel? And I was like, I was at this same situation like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she doesn't like caramel.
No. I'll take a French vanilla, hazelnut, or a mocha.
Mmm.
I'll take a mocha. Okay.
Maybe I should have got a mocha.
I mean, I like coffee regardless. Yeah. As long as it's not pumpkin or caramel. Caramel's too sweet. It's just too sweet.
Caramel?
Mm-hmm.
That's not too bad.
It's sweet to me.
I mean, depends how they make the caramel, I feel like. Well, no, you know, there's not really a weird way you can make caramel, I guess.
But if like I go to somebody's house and that's all they have.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have it.
A lot softer than the last time I was petting her.
Surprising. She needs a bath.
Oh, by the way, Leisha's dog is in the studio today.
Can't see her.
Yeah, you can't see her, but she is right here.
She forced her way here. She said, you're not leaving without me. Got into my car, didn't let me leave. And now she's just looking at me while she's getting attention again.
Mm-hmm.
Was that what you wanted me to talk about? Or is the Jesus thing?
No, I don't think it was the Jesus thing. I can't even remember right now. I feel like I press record on both of these like devices and my mind just...
You go.
Yeah, it like does.
And I'm here.
There's like a hard reset. And I'm like, what am I doing again? What are we talking about? Because I forget, like, oh, we have to do an intro. We have to pay attention to the timer.
We can do an intro at the end. We can do an intro at any time.
No, I know that. I feel like we should just do it right now. I feel like we'll get into another conversation because I can't think of what I was gonna say. Like,
yeah. And also do like, oh, this is another idea I had. Again, going off into a tangent.
There's dog hair on your mic.
What? That's my dog's. Leave it. It's a part of us. I was gonna say, like, you know how you do the print for like small talks?
Yeah.
I could do graffiti work.
That would be really cool.
Like actually. Different, like different fonts of small talks, and just like I draw them, and then we'll do like an overlay over like the smart idea. Anyways,
yeah, that'd be really cool. Without self-incriminating yourself, do you do graffiti?
It's not incriminating. I mean, vandalism is a crime.
Yeah,
but
so, like without,
I've never gone out and actually like graffiti things, but I've done graffiti art.
Really?
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
More like illustration than like actual graffiti art. But I do want to do graffiti art because I love that art style. I think it's a beautiful art style.
It's really cool.
And when I went to Denver, it like graffiti was a big thing. Even in New York, graffiti was a big thing. I like that. I like it.
I was like, I can see New York. Denver, on the other hand, I don't.
Denver, Colorado. They some creative, yep, you know, people out there.
There are my really good friend. Also, he is one of my, I feel weird saying one of my alumni, but when I was a youth director, I was like, oh.
One of my alumni when I was in college.
No. When I was a youth director, I was like, oh, that's one of my kids. You know, it was part of my group. But then he graduated. So I was like, oh, that's one of the alumni. But it sounds weird saying that. Anyway, he told me about.
I mean, it is a cult regardless. So
he's a graphic designer, or he went to school for design. And then he got out. Now he's in a firm. But he was telling me about the graffiti artist in Austin. And I guess in all of Texas.
Oh,
and they're
speaking
like
of
graffiti
that,
crews or yeah, whatever. So that's what he told me. That's as much as he told me, at least.
There used to be a place. They demolished it, I think. There used to be a place in Austin. It was like a foundation that got like busted down, broke down, whatever. It was just concrete walls left where you could like climb it. And they gave the public like spray paint so people could go out there and graffiti. And it was like a
the
spot.
Graffiti park.
Yeah. They got rid of it.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean they got rid of it?
Supposedly like they demolished it.
No way.
That's what I got told.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, which I would say that's the first time I don't want to say I graffitied something, but I did graffiti something. I made like a little face with my initials. And that's all I did.
That's actually pretty cool. I went out there when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that park was so cool. And I was just watching other people graffiti. And I was like, it smells.
And also think about this. I just respect artists that can do things in like one take.
Yeah.
Like, God damn. That's why I have so much respect for like graffiti art. And I want to get into it is because like, you know, they have to be very precise on like how they spray. They have to be like, they have to already see the vision before the vision is out there. Even people that make a what is it called? It's like tapestries on like the window. It's like, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Where they did like window paintings.
Like chalk, like the soap?
No, not chalk. maybe it is chalk. I don't know. Where they do like the window paintings and they have to like paint over it. And they do layers and stuff like that to like create these images. I'll look into it. I don't know the actual name.
I thought that was someone.
It's my dog.
Just Carolina, yeah. Hey, girl.
Yeah, we took a hiatus. We're back. Better than ever. Right?
Yeah, sure.
We're better.
I mean, the past couple months have not been better.
But it's a new year.
It's a year of rejections. That's what I was telling you last time, remember?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of stuff happened.
You know what's so funny about that? So remember last year when they had the what is it?
She looking at me like that.
She just likes you. She just likes you. Also, I don't know. Anyways,
yours are
back. Is the solar eclipse? You know what I'm talking about? You took photos of it. It's when the sun went over the moon and we all saw the red moon.
Yes.
Yes.
What about it?
So remember when I went to that spiritual shop?
Yeah.
And at that spiritual shop, they gave us like a pamphlet where it explains like what this is supposed to mean for you. And then it talked about how it means for each horoscope, each zodiac. And one of the main things it talked about was that there was going to be a big change in people's lives, whether it was going to be for the good or the bad.
Yeah.
It was going to be something life altering.
Yeah, that's like change. Alternating is like going back and forth.
Alternating then. Going back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was going to be like big things are going to happen and like it's going to completely like put people out of whack and you have to stay like on a straight path and like,
oh God,
you know, all this stuff. And it's so crazy that I read that and I was like, well, hopefully good things are coming my way. And I feel like everyone around me is having things happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just coasting. Not like coasting in a good way. I'm just here. Like, I really haven't had a life-changing experience, but I also haven't had, like, a bad experience either.
Yeah.
I've kind of just been, like, smooth sailing. But while I'm smooth sailing, I'm, like, hearing all these things from other people that are like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Paulina got her house and, like, and, you know, she...
That was, I felt like that was a surprise, no? Or did she...
The crazy thing is, I was with them throughout the whole, like,
process,
but through majority of it. Like, I knew they were house hunting. I knew that they were, I'm talking loud, sorry. I knew they're house hunting. Okay. I knew that they were planning on like moving out by like a certain date.
Yeah.
I just feel like they didn't put that out in the public.
Right.
And I was also the only one like actively going over there and seeing them and talking to them.
Right.
So I knew what was going on. So when she posted it, like you said, where it was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. They bought a house?
Yeah.
I mean, he did get a good job.
Like, oh, yeah.
Matt got a new job. I just didn't know how soon that was going to happen, you know?
I know. It's crazy. Becoming a firefighter, getting their, you know, dream house set up, starting their life. Their dog, Duke, died.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying in the effect of, like, they kind of were like, hey, things are going to happen. Good and bad things are going to happen. And I just am seeing that happen all around me.
Yeah.
And nothing has happened to me. And I'm a little, not worried, but it's just, it's interesting.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but like, no. It's probably coming. Something's probably coming.
I hope not.
Something good. I'd like something good is what I mean. Not like,
I know.
I'm coming for you, Leisha. No,
after this, you wind up on me and I go.
You want to be an assistant? I'm just kidding.
So you want to start working, huh? So you want to start, say it. I'm going to be like, I do.
Yes, please. No.
But yeah, no, like, so when you were telling me, you know, what you had going on, it was just like, wow, like really everyone around me, like, but I feel like also maybe the karmic, you know, world saw what happened to me last year.
Yeah.
They said, we're going to chill on you for a little bit.
They're like, your time is done for now.
Yeah. We'll, you know, we'll get back to you later on. Yeah. You know? So like, I'm blessed for that. But also at the same time, I'm like, damn.
Well, like last year, I was like trying to make jumps to stuff. And I felt like I was putting my input in and putting some energy and being cautious and I was just never taking
risk.
Yeah. I was assessing it, but I was saying to myself, if I do this at 30% and it comes back as something positive, then I'll put more time into it. But at the beginning of this year, and I guess a little bit at the end of last year, like in December, right around when we took this hiatus, I was like, let me put 100% in first and see how much I can do.
Get back, yeah.
And then we'll see when like all the feedback comes. And I did that. And like the majority of it was just rejection after rejection after rejection.
And then you got upset. You were like, damn, why did I put 100% into this? But well, I think that's the whole point of like, you know, what hurts you makes you stronger or something like that.
Yeah. Shout out Kanye.
Is that what he says? Kanye?
That was Kanye, right?
Don't ask me.
You think it's going to be like controversial?
Bringing up Kanye was already controversial. I don't know what the quote is. But it's like it goes into my religious. Oh my God, me and religion right now.
Yeah, that's a
that goes new into
topic.
The religious. Like, you know, they believe that suffering is the path to like redemption, mm-hmm. and like you have to fail to get better. You have to fail to, you know, rise from it, almost like the phoenix out of ashes or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, I do agree in that sense of like bad things happen to make room for good things to come into your life.
Mm.
So I believe in that karmic energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't.
Listen.
Right now, I can't agree with that.
No,
because I just don't see anything. Yeah. I mean, part of me is just like, well, I tried and it didn't happen. So I'm not
said,
even going to.
I tried and it was pointless. It was useless.
No. I mean, like, I'm not going to say, damn, I wasted my time. But
I think it's hard when. I agree with you. When you're in a bad situation and then somebody's coming over and going, chin up, old bud. Like, just think like, yeah, no, you're going to be like,
it's like,
shut up. Shut up. That was me. Like, I mean, there was tons of times where like, you know, after my accident.
Yeah.
Where people were like, oh my God, you know, you're alive. It's great. And I'm just like, okay. And now I have to deal with this fucking car. I got to deal with these bills. I got to deal with. They just settled my car situation. Oh, just settled it. I think 2 days ago I got the call.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I'm glad y'all did that because I was not going to talk to y'all.
Yeah. You were getting the silent treatment. Until
they
got
really
back to
were.
Me.
And I understand that was bad, but at the same time, I was like, I don't know. Y'all are supposed to be the ones handling that. Why are y'all contacting me?
Yeah.
Figure it out. Pay these people.
Stop. Just figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in this. It's your accident.
Yeah. Y'all pay them. I pay you to pay them. Why are you not paying them?
No, but I will say I don't think it was a waste of time of all the things that I did. Mm-hmm. But it does, in fact, suck that.
Yeah. And you know what? See, this is where it comes into the Alicia motivation, I guess.
Yeah.
My thoughts, because I agree, like, living that shit sucked.
It sucks.
See it as it is. And like, I'm in the same bar. I hate when people tell me like things will look up, things will get better. And I'm like, nah, that shit sucked. Say it as it is. That shit sucked. That was ass. Damn, I'm sorry that happened to you. You know, I hope, you know, things get better for you, but also, damn,
yeah. Rough. You'll get through this though.
Yeah. I think we just don't. That goes into the topic also of like me and being negative.
Mm.
Like I try to really balance between like positive and negative things, but I do know I side more into like the negatives. Like I sit more in that comfort than like a positive outlook. Like when our friend, you know, went through his breakup, and I'll tell you after the podcast, but he went through his breakup and he felt like I remember him saying like, I feel like a piece of shit. I feel like terrible. And
Oh, I do know. Remember,
and yes. I was like, yeah, you're a piece of shit. Be a piece of shit. I was like, live that.
I don't remember.
You did a shitty thing.
I don't remember if I was in that same call.
No,
or
I don't
not,
think so.
But I remember someone telling me about that. I don't think it was you either. Because I remember laughing and being like, damn, that's fucked up. And then I talked to you about it later. And you were like, yeah, I said that. I was like, oh,
but it's funny because I remember being there, saying it, and I still stand by it.
Yeah.
And like the rest of our friends were like, no, 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 no. Don't listen to her. Don't do that. Don't do that. But like how I view it, and this is where it goes into the, I guess, Alicia-isms, the Alicia thoughts, is why deny what is true? And not me sitting here being like, you're a piece of shit and deserve, you know?
Yeah.
It's me more being like, yeah, what you did was shitty. Own up to it. You did a shitty thing. Okay, how can you move on from this? How can you learn from this? How can you be better?
Mm.
Like, don't sit there and, I guess, look for people to, I can't say this because I do look for people to like comfort me when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But like, you know.
To validate you.
Yeah, validate my wrongdoings. But it's also like, I don't know. I like when I do shitty things, I own up to it.
Yeah.
Like if somebody tells me, Alicia, what you did, you know, da 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 da, I'll usually sit there. I'll reevaluate the whole thing. I'll explain my thoughts to them, whether they want to hear it or not.
Yeah.
A lot of times they don't want to, so whatever. And then, you know, I've had a lot of situations where I've looked back at my friendships. I look back at my relationships and I can sit here and say like, yeah, I was the villain in that situation. I was the asshole. And I'm not going to sit here and deny it, nor am I going to pretend like, you know, I was justified in my actions. Like,
right.
In that situation, I can agree. Yeah, I was the villain. I'm not sitting here being like, it's good to be the villain. I'm just sitting here saying like, that happened. I was that person.
Mm.
I'm not going to deny being that person. Instead, I'm just going to be better. I'm going to learn from it.
Mm.
So that's where I'm trying to explain to him. But that goes into the sense of like,
I don't want to explain myself more.
That goes into the sense of like, not even wanting to explain myself more, but like being understood or like trying to convey what I'm saying correctly.
Right.
Without it coming across like harsh. Obviously, when you heard it back, were you not like, holy shit? Like Alicia is just, I just feel like with my, what I have experienced in life, this is how I feel. This is what I think. And I'm not trying to come at anyone in a negative or harsh outlook. But that also comes down to, No, you're not up here. Are you doing the 0.5?
No.
Dude, well, the 0.5 is so funny.
Oh, I can.
Carolina, look, look.
Oh, you're not a cat.
Carolina, no, you can't come up here. Get down. No. But I think that goes into also my New Year's resolution where I just want to be able to convey what I'm thinking in a, not a nicer tone, but just simpler and not leaving any room for misinterpretation. You know, like me telling him that wasn't me trying to be like very negative on him. It was more of just like, yeah, that happened. Yeah, that you did that. Okay, like, you're not going to do that again, right? Cool.
Right, you weren't bashing him.
No.
No, but, I mean, you can't stray from the fact that those things happened or that you did it, and it...
Why are we trying to paint ourselves as, like, these, you know, like, oh, I've never done anything wrong, or I've never... Like, no, we make mistakes, we're human. Why are we not, I guess I'm just the only one acknowledging when, you know.
Well, yeah, because everyone else is perfect. Duh. Jeez, Alicia.
My bad. You know? My bad.
Oh, man. God, I was going to ask you something.
Yeah, it'll hit you.
Will it? Yeah, you got it.
No, but I just think of those situations and I just wish that I could have conveyed myself a lot easier. Do I need to scoot close?
No.
Or is it just Carolina in your way?
Yeah. I
tell her to
Carolina, Leisha's pup right now is, oh, okay. Now I can move in closer. She was laying between us, so I was scared to roll the chair.
You have to leave room over for her. Jesus.
Oh, well. Now she's turning.
No, you can't
me.
Come up here.
She turned the whole chair.
Go away. Go. Go. You're not coming up here.
Her fur is a lot softer than I thought.
Yeah, because she looks like she has wired hair, but she doesn't. New Year's resolutions. Looking to better explain myself. Trying my hardest not to overthink situations or let my thoughts win as much.
Okay.
Because they win 100% of the time. 100% of the time they win. But also, now that I'm in San Antonio, like, I can go out and do stuff.
Do you go out and do stuff?
Yeah. I do.
You really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you told me you don't. That's why I was like,
no. When you're like, have you been to the Pearl? And I was like, no, because nobody fucking tells me about the Pearl. You know I go out and do? I go to the fucking bookstore. I go check out like dog parks.
Oh shit!
Like obviously, this last month I haven't been able to because of work. But like,
yeah,
I went to that concert by myself.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I mean, I'm booking, but like obviously, I'm kind of hoping my friends, you know, hint at things like, hey, this is going on. And then when it happens and I'm like, oh, I wasn't told anything about it. And then I get told by my roommate that's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, we were doing that already.
So the next thing I want to go to is the rodeo.
I don't. I've gone once and I was wearing the exact same thing I was wearing that I am now because it's comfy. And I was like, oh, we're going to have a good time over there. And it was cool, mm-hmm. I thought, but I felt so
out of place.
Yeah.
Because everyone could like.
Yeah. Yeah. They have their entire getup. They have their boots and they're all, I don't know. I heard so many accents and I was like, nice. Like, this is a good time. But I was like, I don't fit in at
very,
all.
Like slang, country slang.
Yeah, yeah. They had their like southern twang or whatever.
I go more for, well, I mean, I used to go to like the county fair and shit like that in my little boony ass hometown. That's why I want to go to the rodeo, because I feel like it's just going to give me that, you know,
that same feeling.
That
again?
Same feeling.
Mm.
And it's in a bigger city.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm going to go and I'm going to see some bougie ass cowboys and stuff like that. But like, it's more just for that.
Nostalgia feeling.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad I did it once and I got it over with. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to go every year.
I'm going to go. Do you have boots and like a cowboy hat?
I have boots. I need to get a cowboy hat.
You need to get a cowboy hat.
I would have had a cowboy hat if somebody didn't take them all.
Sorry, I took it all.
No. When my great-grandpa died, he had a bunch of cowboy hats.
Oh, and, shit. Never mind.
Yeah. And my whole family and my brother took the hats and I was like devastated because I got nothing of his.
Ooh.
It was very sad. I was very sad.
Well, I mean, at least, you know, they can go to the rodeo.
Yeah. Good for them. Which I think my brother actually was helping out.
Why don't you ask for one of those hats? Be like, can I just have
like, a couple? I feel like I did. And they told me no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would they fit you?
I'm trying to think of how big my great grandpa's head was. He was a very frail man.
I'd say even if it was smaller, you know, like I would.
It
just,
might not actually, because I got a I would very just tiny one. Little baby head.
I would just keep a hat, like even be like, oh, this is my grandpa's old hat. Like,
I also want to get a hat that means something, so maybe I'll wait and get one with my mom, because my mom's more.
What do you mean means something? Like someone makes it for you, or
no, just like. You know, has meaning behind it. Like you get it with a family member, you get it from a family member, you get it with a friend, you know, it has like a history behind it.
Yeah.
You didn't just get it to get it.
I mean, I probably would have just got one of your grandpa's hats.
I wish.
You know, mm-hmm. just ask for it, but just be like, can I just have
one?
Yeah. Give one.
Give one. Why'd y'all take so many? But then again, I have a lot of cousins, so. It might have dispersed through all the cousins.
Oh, gosh.
So I have a line of people ahead of me that probably felt they deserved it more than I did. So one person I know did not deserve it, but I'm not going to get into that.
Okay. I won't ask.
And you're waiting. Yeah, you're waiting like, for me to be like, and his name is.
Yeah. And I was like, Gane, go ahead. My New Year's resolution was was to get everything. Yeah.
She found a chip.
Well, Nancy, if you're seeing this, gosh, you know what? I don't even know if a dog's supposed to be in here. I think there has been a dog in here before.
She's fine.
I want to say. Yeah, I know. I know she's fine. It's just I forget the rules sometimes in the studio.
If anything, I'll take responsibility.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I mean, I am the maintenance guy here as well, so.
Yeah, so you're like, what the?
This is why I also felt bad about recording here is because I haven't, since I built this wall, like a couple months ago, she hasn't asked me to come in and do anything. And like, I feel bad because I haven't put in the hours, but I'm still a member here. And I get allotted like 8 hours of work time. So like 8 hours of studio time. And whenever you book a studio time, it's at a minimum of 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So it's like I have four placements that I can do every month here. And like for the past couple months, I've been using them. Mm-hmm. I haven't put any work into the studio though. So I'm like, dang, I feel so bad because I need to. And like, I just need her to tell me when I need to, when I come in. And like, I know she's being gracious because like this took a lot of time, the whole wall. By the way, this wall, if you see it right now, it is six panels of drywall with like a 8-foot by 12-foot frame. It's a double-sided rolling mobile wall where we painted one side pink and the other side maroon. So like three panels on this side, three panels on the other side. So that was like all the work. It was me and my friend Julian who helped create this thing. So it took a lot of time.
Juliano.
It just took a lot of time. And she counted that as maintenance hours, which like, you know, respectfully, yes. But also like now I feel bad that I haven't done any work at the studio for such
since
a long
time.
Yeah.
How long has it been? It's been a while, actually.
Well, it's been a long time because it wasn't cold, or it was like getting cold whenever we were building this wall.
Yeah.
So like late October, I think. So I want to say, which has felt like forever. Anyway, back to
your new.
Yeah, my new year's resolution. So my old one was I'm going to get all my ducks in a row.
Okay.
Like I was going to get organized. I was going to be more on top of my personal projects. Mm-hmm. And I was also going to be settled into a city so I don't have to travel for work as much anymore. So I had more time to do this. Like if I was going to live in Houston or in College Station, we were going to do this like via
Discord.
Yeah, whatever. Discord or what's the other one? What's the one that everyone uses?
Zoom.
Yeah, like via Zoom or something like that. But all those proposals just got rejected and I'm like, oh shit. I mean, I'm already living in San Antonio, so the backup plan, which is like plan G or plan H or something, was like to find a part-time job or even a full-time job here and then focus on all the personal projects.
Yeah.
And so now I'm kind of doing that. And so I guess I accomplished like, oh, settle in a city, done. But now I'm going to lean more into getting rejected. So like, I'm just going to take bigger jumps.
Okay.
Like, I've been like cold calling or like walking into like businesses.
Oh, and asking if they need.
Yeah. And being hey, like, here's my photography services. Or like, hey, I'm looking for a full-time job. Here's my resume. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing the past couple weeks lately. And then, I mean, I haven't heard back, so I guess it hasn't been a rejection yet.
I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
Also, what's that other quote? It's like, you miss all the shots that you don't take.
Is that from Kanye as well?
I don't know. If Kanye is coming up with these quotes, maybe we should rethink about what he's been saying.
You know what? My favorite one is from Kobe Bryant. It was the same, or the context was an advertisement, I think, for like Gatorade or something. Like he's like, he's the same animal and a different beast. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
And Kanye's in the commercial and he goes, what the fuck are you talking about, Kobe Bryant? I gotta find it now.
Exactly. I mean, when we talked to John, he said it is like, we're still young. Take risks, take chances. Like, what do you have to lose other than a no?
Yeah.
And that's the worst that could happen. I mean, there are worser things that can happen for sure. But like, the worst that could happen is no.
No, that's very true. Here, I'll show you that commercial right now.
More.
How much more successful do you want me to be?
More successful.
How many records can my records break?
More records.
But I'm the best.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What the f*** does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
What the fuck does that mean?
And he just goes, you're welcome.
That's me. That's me when when I told our friend.
Whoa.
When I told our friend, you know, yeah, you're an asshole. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck are you talking about,
yeah,
Alicia?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, granted, you know, they took it well. They didn't agree, but they didn't take it to heart. And I think that, you know, that's a good friend right there.
Yeah, this is a good friend.
You know, the other one's questionable.
Wait, what?
I said the other friend's questionable.
I'm so lost right now, actually.
No, the fact that they took it to heart, they took it bad. Compared to the person that I was talking to.
You're talking about my situation, your situation?
My situation.
Your situation. Oh, okay. Right, right.
No, you definitely took it to heart because you're a broken man now.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. I've always been, I mean, I'm a hopeless romantic, mm-hmm. You know? I'm also very picky, so.
Same.
It happens.
I wouldn't have described myself as a hopeless romantic, but now I definitely view myself as a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
I
think someone just told me that and I was like, you know what? If you're saying it, whatever.
A hopeless romantic is like definitely people that view a lot of things through rose colored glasses.
Rose tinted glasses.
Yeah. You always see like the possibilities or like romanticize a lot of things.
Ah, yeah.
You know, which I feel I do to an extent. But I also romanticize bad things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when I was talking about like soaking in being the asshole, like I'm kind of romanticizing being the villain in somebody's story.
You freak.
Just instantly.
Wait, so do you think I can say like looking through or looking at San Antonio by a hopeless romantic? Or like seeing San Antonio as a hopeless romantic?
Do you see San Antonio as potential? Do you see San Antonio as like the end fall of like the end goal of all goals?
No.
No, you don't romanticize San Antonio then.
Well, okay. I just kind of romanticize life because I love just looking at stuff. But if I said that, would that make sense? Or is that, or people are going to be like, the fuck are you talking about?
No, it makes sense to me. But
it makes sense?
But don't look at me for, you know, for things to make sense. Because I get it.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
We don't know about the rest of the world.
I don't know if they're going to get it. I get it, though. I get it.
Well, chat.
Type in the chat right now. This is a Twitch. Twitch
stream. This is a live stream. No,
they're
but,
just putting like Omega Low, Omega Low.
Like, this guy's an idiot. Let me clip this really quick.
The chat, the clip's name is Jet is a fucking moron.
Jet needs to learn better
ratio
English.
L plus ratio when you said you get rejected.
Oh, damn. I'm gonna cry right now. Jesus Christ. No, but if it's wrong that title or what I said didn't make sense, please comment or just call me.
I also feel
friends
like-
if you see this. Just call me and then I'll take the video down or something.
Cut that part out. No. Also, I feel like everyone's a hopeless romantic in a way, you know? You have ambitions, you have goals, you have wants. Like, really what doesn't make people a hopeless romantic is when, like, they're very, like, critical or very, like, negative. So, like, let's say, you know, you walk in, you see, like, the barista, you think she's cute or something, and you're like, damn, like, I could see me, like, trying to talk to her and getting to know her. That's, like, romanticizing a situation while other people could look at it and be like, yeah, it's just some woman making my coffee. Get out of here.
Like, dang.
Yeah.
My wife is making my coffee right now.
Wow. If only I could see her in a kitchen making me coffee like that. I mean, I feel like, you know, labels are in a spectrum. And anyone can fit into those labels.
That reminds me. When I was a barista, which I think I'm going to be a barista again, just for the fun of it.
Just for the lulls, yeah, the giggles.
And for the coffee. No. But when I was a barista, someone was saying, if you're a barista, because I worked at Starbucks, if you have the apron and you're behind the counter making the drink, you're already, that's like five or like 10 points to like being hotter or something like that.
It, again, romanticizing.
You're a barista.
Romanticizing jobs, romanticizing like qualities in people.
Yeah.
Compared to like actually the person.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like finding out somebody like rides a motorcycle. You're romanticizing the motorcycle more than you're romanticizing the actual person. Or you're romanticizing the idea.
You get what you're saying. The motorcycle.
Wait, I'm feeling my New Year's resolution right now. Wait a minute. Don't fuck the motorcycle.
Wait, no.
But if you're
no.
into that, that's fine. Who am I to tell you no? You might get burned. I don't know.
Debating whether or not that part should be cut out.
You just cut in me saying, if you want to fuck a motorcycle, go ahead. And then just go back to whatever we were talking about later on.
it'll just be like, you're romanticizing the motorcycle, and then it'll just be us laughing for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then it's just like, next subject.
Yeah,
next
yeah thing. It just moves on.
No,
that is interesting, actually. I wonder. Now I'm rethinking some stuff, but whatever.
I feel like we look at hopeless romantics and we look at people like that and we view them like, not idiots, but we view them like gullible, naive, stuff like that. And yeah. I think that's also a bad stigma because like, what's wrong with being happy? What's wrong with having hopes? What's wrong with,
being a little delusional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Why can't people be assholes? And why can't people be delusional? Why are we limiting people to what they can and can't do?
Yeah, this year, just be all out. Go all out. Be an asshole. Be delusional.
But do reflect. Do reflect. Don't just be an asshole to be an asshole. Okay?
No.
No. You get close to the camera. You.
But yeah, I'm going to lean into all those rejections and all. People have said like the stuff I create is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've always taken that with a grain of salt and just being like, is it like compared to everyone else? Like,
yeah,
that does tend to be my imposter syndrome to like really downplay everything I do.
Instead of just enjoying the things you do.
Yeah. I separated my business photography account from my current
I saw that
photography account.
Yeah.
So like I think I'm gonna start doing this more consistently. Which I've been planning to, I just haven't gotten to. And then I'm gonna reopen my vlog that I had a couple of years ago.
Oh, you're bringing the boys back?
Yeah.
You're gonna go follow Jordan around when he shops for manga?
I don't know about that because I don't know how often they actually want to be filmed anymore. I know Alex would want to be filmed 100%.
He is made for TV. That boy says some things. If I could say anyone out trumps me in like sassy comments or like out of the box comments, it's Alex. And you know what's the crazy thing? Maybe I wish to be Alex because I feel like he says out of the box things, but I feel like there's never a time that he probably gets misunderstood.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No. No.
You think he gets misunderstood.
I mean, sometimes you're like, what did you just say? Or like what are you trying to say? Yeah.
I just feel like sometimes. The way he says things with like such sure, like certainty and like confidence, it's an inspiration to me because I think that's I think that's perfect.
I do understand that though because there are a lot of times I'm like, nice. And he's got, I will say since college, he has gotten more confident in planning things and saying the things
that he feels certain
that are unfiltered. Because like,
yes, I mean, I saw the text messages.
Yeah. When all the guys are together, we are not. I question whether or not I should be vlogging it sometimes because it's just funny.
But the,
it's all just funny.
It's funny, but it's serious. Like you have to take everything with also a grain of salt.
Oh, yeah. Like it's nothing serious. It's just all funny.
Honestly, because like if somebody filmed me saying half the shit I say, I think I would offend a lot of people. I've offended our roommates. Or I say ours. I've offended my roommates.
No, our roommates.
No.
All right. Well, all right. No.
Like I've said things where one of my roommates will like try to counter, you know, I want to say counterattack. He'll try to like, you know, have something back to say or like correct me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll just stick my little foot in the ground. And I go, no, I said what I said.
If you did that too, I'm doing it right now. I'll just laugh.
Yeah, I know. You just go, okay. Like, nice. Especially when it comes down to like us talking about, because we all have different, you know, thoughts on like relationships and people. And obviously, as you can tell, my skewed little brain is very like, yeah, no, no. Because, you know, I'll say something very controversial.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, well, not everyone. And I go, most. And then I'll just stay there and I won't move. And then they'll be like, well, what about? And I'm like, you're not the exception.
It's those moments that's just the funniest, I think. Like, I hear it. And you're like, no, you're an asshole. I'll be like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It's too funny. Like, I can't. Just thinking in the situation
because
that,
it's so outlandish. Like it's so outlandish and also like whatever.
You know, because like they'll hear it and they'll be like, oh, she's talking about me.
Like, wait a minute.
And then they don't respond and there's that silence where it's like, and it's like, how do I respond to this? No, right, you don't. Yeah.
I sit in it.
They'll just hear me in the background just go.
She said you're an asshole. I think I also got my ex-roommate said it perfectly. She said that I can sit in discomfort.
Mm.
She's like, you are of the type of person that you don't really seem to be fazed by like awkwardness or like situations being discomfortable.
Yeah.
Which I agree with, but disagree.
Uncomfortable.
Discomfortable. Yeah. Me making up words right now. New year. Me make up words. New language. Me.
All right, Kevin, that's me make words.
But I agreed with her. But at the same time, I was like, I do have situations where, you know.
Like it's awkward.
It's very awkward. Like I have said something that I didn't even think twice about. It just, I said it, didn't think anything of it. And then the other person reacted very harshly.
Mm.
And then I kind of got taken aback. And I was like, whoa, like you got upset by that.
Yeah.
Like I did. Whoa. Like,
whoa, I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah. So then I have to like sit in that for a second before I can like talk to them privately to be like, hey, what was that about?
Sometimes I'm just oblivious to those situations.
It must be nice.
Yeah.
I feel like if I know that I did something wrong, I try to acknowledge it.
Mm.
I try.
It has to be like blatantly obvious, you know, to me. Because like if I feel or hear the silence, I'll just be like, yeah, it's quiet.
And you go.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, on to the next thing.
Who stopped talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But I will. The guys, Jordan has a filter. Jordan has morals. He's very, very just and kind and very confident in those. I mean,
just in kind, question mark that.
Not to say that Alex and I don't.
Yeah.
But when we're all together, it's just unfiltered.
Yeah, yeah, just
raw
each other off.
And
yeah.
Very very fun.
You said, how did you know?
I feel like, are you around this a lot?
Has he been telling you? I told him to keep it a secret.
And it's really fun and I love it. When we did our vlogs, we have like 8 episodes on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah. I never watched all of them. I'm just going to be honest with you.
That's okay. I mean,
I knew y'all did one.
Yeah.
Because I remember Jordan talked about it and I think he showed the like y'all's channel.
Yeah.
But I never like watched.
I'm surprised that one of them got like half or a quarter million views. Very surprised about that. Yeah, I think it was like, what? Damn. Yeah. No, I'm like 200,000 of those views. No, but basically they're sort of different on camera.
Well, yeah, because you're putting up a persona.
Yeah.
You know, you're not being like 100% your authentic self, because if Jordan was being 100% authentic himself, he would say some slurs, right?
No, actually, he wouldn't. That's not him. That's me and Alex.
New Year's resolution. Slurs.
And that's where we cut the podcast.
And then you go, and that's it. We're done. Yeah, but see, that's funny to me.
This isn't like, making the reels.
That's so funny to me, like saying stuff like that. Like, obviously, we know we're joking. We know we're not serious. I know if I heard you say a slur, I'd be like, what the fuck was that, my guy?
No, I mean, we don't actually say the slurs, though.
The only slurs I say are towards my own race.
Yeah.
The only slurs I say. I was going to say, that's what I was saying. I don't know why my brain said he, him slurs. And I was like,
we.
And then I was like, that's weird. That wasn't what I was thinking. Okay. Thanks, brain.
You think this is the year that pronouns become slurs?
Yeah. Oh my God. Thoughts? Oh,
chat. Speaking go ahead of, and comment.
Put in the chat. Put in the chat. He, him slurs? That was another thing when we were playing.
You know how there's like a business self, and there's like your personal self.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I would say that's as much as the difference in personalities. Like they're being genuine,
mm-hmm.
but there's a little bit of that like I need to show face.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Well, yeah, because like my personal self to my business self is completely different. Like here, I'm more social. I'm more. Oh my God. She said.
Yeah, she's like, hurry up and give me attention.
No. Get down. Stiff arm. Like my personal self, or not personal self, sorry. My business self is more like social, active. I'm more talkative. I'm more like engaged. I'm more like, I call it putting on a mask or like a front. Like I'm still being me, but I'm more like, okay, like now I have to convey what I'm thinking. I have to like talk about it. Compared to like my personal self, I could sit in silence for hours.
Yep.
I could just sit there and like, I would watch just religious videos back to back to back in silence.
Is this like a sociopathic thing? I've taken long car rides in silence before.
No.
Okay, cool.
Because my brother does the same thing.
Yeah, I feel good
but
about it.
Too. I can't do that because I have too many voices in my head.
Oh.
So I have to have constant noise.
You're just like a record player in my head.
Because if I'm sitting in silence, the first thing that pops into my head is, why did you do that one thing you did 10 years ago? Or why did you do that one thing you did like 2 weeks ago or a month ago? Yeah. Let's think about that and let's dissect that. And I have to just hope to God I can get a distraction.
Yeah.
So I don't have to think for like 5 seconds. just for a little bit. Just silence. Which was nice when I started smoking weed, because it felt like when I smoked, all those thoughts just disappeared.
Interesting.
Like I would only think what I was thinking in that moment.
Yeah.
So like if I was watching something, I could just focus on what I was watching and that's all I would think about. Compared to like normally I would be watching something and it'd be like, okay, let's compare it to this situation, to this situation. You remember when you said that asshole thing to that person? Yeah, let's think about that and think about how you're an asshole to that person.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Mine's working at a million miles per hour then.
Oh, all the time. But that's where I said, like, I wish to better convey, like, what I mean.
Yeah.
Because I have so many thoughts on, like, the thing. I can't tell you, you know, the bullet points of my thoughts on this opinion.
Yeah.
I need to just, like, summarize it in a more healthy way.
I get that.
Yeah. Like, maybe I shouldn't have called him an asshole. Maybe I should have been like, yeah, that sucked that you did that. Let's learn from it. You know? Now you're thinking about it?
Yeah, I'm thinking a little bit about it. I don't know. There's nothing really turning up here.
Head empty. No thoughts.
Yeah, I'm just...
Sit in car in silence.
I'm just going to lean more into my rejections.
Okay.
Because, like, I'm going to get somewhere this year.
Oh, for sure.
Don't know where.
Somewhere.
Could be in a hole. Or it could be in a mansion.
Woo! The surprise! Are we going to end up in a ditch?
Or are we going to be rich?
You know what? I like that you brought this in hopes to probably do this for the podcast.
Nope, that was just in the bag.
Oh, you left.
Because that's my camera bag. But also, that was the bag I brought all the games in when we went, when y'all surprised me for
Alex
my birthday.
If Alex was here. Just let that man talk.
I don't know what he would say on this, actually.
What do you mean? Just in general?
Well, if I had presented this podcast.
He would just bring up, you know, some gossip he heard and see what my opinions were of it, probably.
Well, I don't know, because if I brought this up in college, he wouldn't have anything to say.
Okay.
Because I would have to lead the conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like someone else would have to lead the conversation. And then he would start, he knows there's a camera on him. You know, he has to speak, but he doesn't know what kind of face he needs to show. But now it's like the boys are more confident. Like they will say whatever is on their
mind. I
mean,
I saw that sweater that Jerome was wearing. I saw.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're getting more confident. So they will say whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
But also, I know that
maybe they shouldn't.
But they have careers, so they will show face.
Yeah, of course.
But they know what kind of face to show, especially for.
Yeah, they're not
going to
say
presenting.
Slurs online.
No. But like, I don't know what he would talk about. Basically, I don't know what he'd bring.
I would
up.
Bring up his girlfriend.
He could probably talk days about his girlfriend.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
Like, I mean,
like how they met.
Forever.
How's their relationship?
That'd be really cute.
When are you going to propose? Why aren't you proposing right now?
And then,
where's the ring? Show the ring.
Instead of me just like listening, I'll just be crying. Just be like, that's amazing, buddy.
My God. I love their relationship so much.
I really do love the relationship. They're really, they're really cool.
If the roles were reversed, would y'all still be together? If she was a man and you were a woman. If she was a worm, would you still love her? See,
a
I
worm?
Have like a million questions. A million things I could bring up.
Yeah, and I could just be there.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't even need me. Just, why am I even here?
You know how like Brittany Broski has her own like little podcast where she just talks by herself and she goes into tangents about like
I've never seen her podcast before.
Oh my God. She
used to go to A&M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Because I think I was probably a sophomore or a junior when she was like coming up and like that video release that went viral. And then I don't know what she did. I remember seeing her at Northgate and there were people around her. I was like, I don't know who that is. Like, I'm sure it's like her birthday or something. And
maybe. I don't know the lore of Brittany Broski. I just know what she creates. And I think she is a creative genius.
I think she's great. She's amazing.
She makes me laugh because with her podcast, it's just her basically having like a little TED talk and her talking about like little things that she's like hyper fixated on or like obsessing over.
That's the confidence I strive to have, honestly.
Yes.
No, we don't.
We don't really say her name. We just go, okay, anyways, let's talk about these 20 different things that just came to my mind right now.
That's like part of why I've been nervous about like posting stuff.
Mm.
Not about this podcast, but about everything. Is like I don't have a plan or like a solidified marketing strategy to like post things. So I'm like, it's not within a theme. It's not within like any sort of marketing boundary or strategy. So I'm like, maybe I should wait. And then I have a bunch of content that it just never gets posted. So I'm like, you know what? This year, I'm just gonna be like, fuck it. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Not everything has to have, not everything has to be within reason.
Yeah.
But also don't listen to me because I'm weird.
No, I mean, I honestly appreciate the advice, especially when we met up with John.
Oh,
that was
John.
So nice. Every time I listen to him.
It's so weird that like I saw John and it was like, oh, I know this guy. But then I was like, wait, this is like our first time talking.
Oh, right. Because he saw you.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, hey. And I was like, who's it's yeah. Like, who's behind me?
Yeah. Like, it's just such a weird thing. Like, I knew him.
Yeah.
I just knew him.
Well, I mean, we did talk about you. And then
I didn't watch the podcast.
Okay. Well, he also watches the podcast. So he knows who you are. And so I'm pretty sure that's
why. Wait, now John's going to know that. John, I watched the podcast. I'm going to watch it later tonight. I'm going to watch it tonight. He can't call. I watched it. Wow.
Right. Okay. So for context, Leisha and I were going to record a podcast out at the Pearl at some point, which is like a walkable area.
You don't have to describe that to them. The Pearl.
Why not? Right. And we were at a coffee shop and I forgot batteries to have like the mics and everything, whatever, big deal. And we were like, you know what? We'll just hang out because we haven't talked to each other in a long time. And so we caught up, and while we were talking, John Hendricks from one of the old podcasts showed up, because his regular routine is like he'll walk around San Antonio at like 10, 11 in the morning. But he just got off work. So he started by getting coffee at the local, and then he met up with us, and then we just had a full blown conversation for like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And my back was to the entrance. And as John walked in, I think he saw me, but he saw Leisha first, and then Leisha and him, like,
we locked eyes.
I was like, connected. I was like, what is the word I'm looking for? They locked eyes, and then they just kind of like did the friendly, oh, hey, I know you. What's up? And then I turned around. I was like,
who is she talking to?
I was like, who does she
recognize?
She doesn't
have friends here in San Antonio, Texas.
That was the conversation we had too while we were there. I was like,
yeah, because I was like, I don't have friends here.
Yeah, and I was like,
and
the
second he walks in, I go, oh my God, hi. Hi, person I know. Like, huh?
Yeah, because you said, I've never been here before. Like, what do you mean? You've been living in San Antonio for a while.
Yeah, and then I went into like a whole tangent how I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. People tell me about this fucking place. And then to make matter, just to put salt in the wound, I told Paulina.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, yeah, I love the Pearl. And I was like, I was like,
and you've never taken me there?
Yeah,
before?
And you never.
Not once. You've never.
But
mentioned
I also,
it.
I'm going to say this now more like, because I'm reflecting on myself.
Oh.
Just more so, like, I need to also be more understanding that, like, nah, you know, like, I could get mad at y'all and be like, well, y'all didn't say anything to me. But also, I'm not saying it in, like, that really of, like, upsetting. It's just more of, like, well, maybe you didn't think about, y'all thought somebody else would tell me. Or maybe you didn't want to go there because money-wise or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Y'all don't know what I know.
Right.
And I obviously don't know what's here either. So it's just kind of like...
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
we also, I mean, we don't really go out
I
to the
shit
Pearl
on y'all
as often
as a joke. I don't mean it,
I mean
to
yeah.
heart completely.
Feel like I guess we're friends, so I feel like that's a given. So
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, people shit on me every day.
Anyways. That's how I react to
anyways
things.
That's how we're ending this podcast.
Well,
that's
we didn't mention John. John's so
we
nice.
Did mention John is incredibly nice, and all the way I looked up to him whenever I started film photography, and I was like, I really want to get into this year. And then,
oh, did we make you uncomfortable with our controversial talks?
No.
Okay.
What?
I mean, it wasn't that controversial, but
no, I mean, I'm just saying,
John made me laugh because he was like, say it out loud, and I was like, god damn. I'm trying to word this correctly in my head before I say it, my guy.
Yeah, I'm like, just do it already.
I'm like, I can't just say it. He's like, say it out loud. Don't censor it. Say it out loud. And I'm like, John, I can't do that.
No, but I knew John through Instagram first. Mm. Because I looked up to him because a friend recommended him as a film photographer. And I was like, he lives in this area? And he's like, yes, he goes to some of the creative meets sometimes.
Said,
and I'm like, what do you mean?
Oh
yeah, and then
God.
And then we were at a meet and I was like.
You slowly inched his little wiggle yeah, it a little bit.
And then we locked hands and we were like, oh.
And you said, wait a minute. Is he the one?
No, but I looked up to him first and I was like a big follower. And then we became friends because I was just interested in his photography.
He's an extremely cool guy.
He is.
And he's so down to earth, so humble, so
and he has so
social.
Much wisdom. Because
so much.
He's traveled. I mean, if you listen to the other podcasts, he's traveled the world because of the military. And then through that, he's found his passions, you know, spent time by himself, like done a bunch of things. He just has a lot of wisdom to give. And so every time I listen to him and he gives me advice, I'm like, that's just right on the mark. That's
you
where
said,
I'm
thank
at.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is what I needed. Thank you, my lord.
John Hendricks, if you could hear me right now.
Please inspire me.
That's one of my favorite memes that have come out this year so far. Where it's like the CEOs, if you can hear me right now.
Please.
I think that started for the Super Bowl, right? Mm, where it was like Brock Purdy, if you can. No, it was Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, if you can hear us right now, please beat not the 49ers.
I don't know football. I went and watched this will be a last topic.
Yeah.
I went and watched the Super Bowl over at Paulina's and Matt's.
Oh.
More to see Usher because I'm such in like under the rock right now, like just in my little whole
your own
world.
Little bubble. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know like he was performing until like I got there and they're like, yeah, Usher's performing. And I was like, Usher?
That's amazing.
I said, oh my God.
Now so, I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, Usher. I'm excited. He did amazing. I think he did amazing. I know he was getting a lot of trolls and a lot of memes out of it, but deserved because, you know, some of the things he was doing made me laugh.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's like a typical R&B concert.
No, it was.
Yeah.
It just stops singing and starts dancing. I was like, Usher, stop.
No, I'm very glad that he did it that way, too.
No, and people were so critical on it. And I was like, okay, you don't like Usher. Is what you're telling me. Okay. But so when I watched it over there like and football, you know, I know limited amount of things about it and that's enough. That's enough.
I just know if the ball reaches the other side,
it's a goal.
Then they're probably winning.
If I know Taylor Swift is shown, her boyfriend somewhere on the.
Then I know who's winning.
He's somewhere on the field. Do I know his name? Mm-mm.
I will say.
Do I like Taylor Swift? Nope.
I will say I was not in the entire Taylor Swift, Travis Scott.
Travis Scott and Taylor Swift dating? Thoughts?
Whoa.
I think that would be kind of iconic.
What if this starts a whole controversy?
What controversy?
I don't know.
Travis Scott's hot.
Oh, and it just stopped recording. It just died. So, hold on. No, I don't have a fix for this, actually, other than putting in batteries.
That's it. They heard me say Travis Scott's hot, and it said, you're done talking.
So you said Travis Scott was hot, and this thing died. So that's great. Small talks. Catch us probably next week in a different location or in the studio again.
Wait.
Are you doing...
My little heart. What? You don't like that? This one's cute.
I don't know.
Which one, what heart sign? Heart oh, gang sign.
I'm so dumb.
Now it's recording. We are done. Yep. Thanks for watching Small Talks. Catch us next week in a different location on a kayak or in the studio again. We don't know where we're going. Do you want to do an intro or do you want to do?
No, you're good. That was good. Thank you.
Yeah? Okay, cool. Later. Bye.